Our next guest, we should have a lot of fun with this comedian. He's in town. He's performing one show only Saturday night at the Starlight Room. You'll want to check that out. Craig Gass joins us. Craig, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, you've been on Kings of Queens, Las Vegas. You do a lot of celebrity voices on The Family Guy, American Dad, and Cleveland Show. But the thing when I was reading through your bio that I found most interesting, you're a guy who does all these voiceovers, yet everyone in your family except you is deaf.
That's right. My mom, my dad, and my sister are all completely deaf.
And now, do you have a, or are you any hearing impaired at all?
No, it could skip a generation, and I could have kids. I could have a child that could be deaf, but I'm.
Okay.
But the way it happened is because my mom was born completely deaf from a birth defect. My dad was born with all of his hearing, and then he lost it when he was a kid. He got into a car accident that popped out his eardrums, so he had to go to deaf schools for the rest of his life, where he met my mom, and they had my sister first. And my sister was born with my mom's genes, completely deaf, and I was born with my dad's genes with all my hearing. And growing up in the Bronx, I never got that accent because I learned how to talk by copying all the voices I heard on TV. So that's how I learned how to talk. And everyone in the Bronx has a really thick accent. Like, you know who Tracy Morgan is, right?
Yep.
Everybody in the Bronx talk like this, whether you black or white. Male or female, that's crazy. Hey, this is the voice of your next door neighbor, and I'm a Vietnamese girl. That's crazy.
So, yeah, I never got that accent down.
Oh, man. Now, you were on The Family Guy. Who were you on The Family Guy?
I've done a bunch of episodes of Family Guy and American Dad and The Cleveland Show now. They used me as a utility guy. The first episode they had me do, they called me up and said, we need an Al Pacino. So I came in. And I'm a fan. Like, every TV show I've been on has been a huge show, but I never watched the shows I've been on. But Family Guy, I'm a huge fan of, so I was super nervous coming in. And I got to record with Seth MacFarlane, and they wanted me to record a line as Al Pacino, and it was just me and Seth MacFarlane in the studio. Seth kept doing one line as Peter Griffin, where he kept saying, "This is crazier than when Al Pacino was a slumlord laundromat tenant." And then they cut to me as Al Pacino in the middle of a bunch of broken down washers and dryers going, "You're out of order. And you're out of order. And you're all out of order." And I did that three times. And then Seth MacFarlane goes, "All right, man, I think we're good." And I was so nervous because I thought we were going to be friends now because we're working together that I thought we were going to. I said to him after we got done, I said, "So you want to hang out, man?" And he goes, "Hang out? What do you mean hang out?" And I go, "I don't know. You want to grab a coffee or something?" And he goes, "No, I got to work." And I said, "All right. Do you want me to leave?" And he goes, "Yeah, get the hell out of here." And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I grabbed my papers and I walked out. And I noticed that every time I've come in now to record for Family Guy or American Dad, Seth MacFarlane's never around. It's always this guy named Mike Henry who does the voice of Cleveland and the creepy old guy. And every time I see Mike, I'll go, "Hey, Mike, is Seth around?" And every time he says, "Don't worry about Seth. Come on, we'll get you out of here real quick." So I think I might have creeped out Seth. So,
you know, that's such an interesting story talking about learning off the television. Now, if you're a lot like guys who probably aren't as good at it as you are, were you one of these guys in class giving it to the teacher all the time in different voices, cutting up and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I always had this weird thing about weird voices. Like, I could, like, you guys have pretty normal sounding voices, but if the weirder the voice, the easier it is for me to do it. Like, Christopher Walken has a real stop and go kind of voice where he'll talk. Every once in a while, he'll stop and then he'll keep going. Or Al Pacino, which is all the way down here. That is a voice that women love to hear, even though he loves to yell for no reason. Or Adam Sandler, who is really silly and likes to do jokes like, "What kind of a bee makes milk? A booby, shibby doo, hee hoo." You know, so that I was that kid. I was always adopting weird voices, you know?
How do you learn to do someone's voice? Is it just repetition? Like, you know, how do you how do you learn how to expand your voice? Because I've seen people, you know, some can do a decent impersonation of others, and most people can. How do you learn how to do that?
I think a voice just gets stuck in my head, especially if I repeat stories about somebody. I'll be doing the voice as I tell the story. Like I remember watching Tom Arnold on The Tonight Show, and I was just asking a comedian friend if he had seen the appearance because it seemed like Tom Arnold was cranked up on something. And I said, did you see Tom Arnold last night on The Tonight Show? He was in Jay Leno's face, and he was going, yeah, you know, that's great. I love fat women and painkillers, and that's really a lot of fun. And as I was doing it, my friend said, I didn't know you could do that impression. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that either. But I can, if I listen to somebody, like when Family Guy calls me, they'll say, hey, can you do Owen Wilson? And I always lie to them and say, oh, yeah. Oh, and that's like one of my favorites. My buddy Gregor and I, that's like our thing. We always do dueling Owen Wilson's on the phone. But when do you need the Owen Wilson impression by? And they'll say, well, can you just record something for us by next Friday and send us an MP3? And I'll go, yes, I will send you something. And then I'll listen to Owen Wilson. I'll get like a movie and listen to him talk for an hour. And I'll just get something. There's usually something that stands out about somebody's voice that I'll get down and I'll record Owen Wilson going, wow, that's great. You know what? I love heroin or something. And then I'll record it and send it over to them. And they'll go, yeah, that's it. You're the guy. And they'll give me the job. So.
Who is one of the harder voices to copy?
You know, I'm a rock music fan, and I do an impression of Gene Simmons that annoys Gene to death, and I never thought the impression was that good. I always thought his voice is really hard because he's so quiet, and I spent a year auditioning for a radio show in New York where every time we had a music guest in the studio, I would interrupt them as Gene Simmons and try to sell them crappy Kiss products. And I was just a jerk to our music guests. Like, we'd have Jay-Z and Coldplay. We had Paul McCartney in, and in the middle of Paul McCartney's interview, I jumped in and said, I'm going to stop you right there. By the way, this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. And if you go to kissonline.com right now, you will see how the Beatles stole everything from Kiss. And Paul McCartney would not only get irritated with me, but the real Gene Simmons actually started getting hate mail from people because of the awful things I was saying people.
That's you got the biggest Kiss fan on the planet sitting right here.
Oh my God.
And that's as bang on the way he talks as you can get. And not a lot of guys do him. That's brilliant.
Man, I got to tell you something. I'm kind of bummed out because I think I upset all the Kiss. Gene confronted me about my impression of him. And so, and then we became friends. And then he put me on his TV show. And last year, I got invited to perform with Kiss on something called the Kiss Cruise, which a cruise to the Bahamas with 3,000 Kiss fans. And they charge, I think, like $3,000 to be on a boat with Kiss. And I was asked by the cruise director if I would like to make a funny announcement on the ship, which once I found out that the announcement would be heard in every cabin on the ship, I was like, oh, my God, yes, please let me get to a microphone. And I made an announcement where I said, as Paul Stanley and as Gene Simmons, I made an announcement and said, hey, guys, this is Paul Stanley and this is Gene Simmons from Kiss. And we have a problem on the Kiss cruise. Do not panic, but we have a problem. It seems that the cruise has just hit an iceberg. Now, keep in mind, when I said we've hit an iceberg, we're in the middle of the Bahamas when I said that. So there's no reason for you, as an intelligent person, to think that we really hit an iceberg. But I said,
don't worry, because Kiss is going to take care of everybody, okay? Do not panic. We actually have three packages to get you off the ship. First, we have the platinum package, which is $5,000, which is we put you in a life raft while you have your own private photos taken with Kiss. That's $5,000. Then for the diamond package, we throw you in the ocean, and then Kiss floats by on a raft, and we do a private acoustic show in the ocean. It was all stupid stuff. But apparently, two or three passengers on the Kiss cruise actually ran to the employees and said, is Kiss really going to charge us to get off this boat? They actually got upset about it, and I haven't heard from Kiss since then. But it's funny because I actually am going to be – I have a show here in Edmonton on Saturday. I'm doing a show at the Starlight,
And there's a piece of comedy that I'm doing in the middle of my show at the Starlight that I call, I Think Gene Simmons Is Going to Kill Me. And it's a 20-minute comic piece that I've been working on about this relationship with Gene. And then also about my favorite sports teams. I'm a huge sports nut, which is
well,
why
yeah,
I wanted to come on.
You're a huge Seattle Seahawks fan. So can you do a Richard Sherman?
I can try. Okay, just go ahead and ask me a question for Richard Sherman. I'll answer it as Richard Sherman. Go ahead.
Who is the best cornerback in the NFL?
I'll tell you what, playing for the Seahawks makes me pretty horny.
You know what? That's actually my Tracy Morgan impression. I'm sorry. I just repurposed my Tracy Morgan impression for Richard Sherman. But I have been a diehard Seahawks fan for over 20 years. And so much so that I actually book all my shows around the country, around the United States, around the Seahawks road schedule so that I can try to get to as many games as possible. That's how ridiculous I am about my teams. And the Seahawks on Super Bowl Sunday did something really incredible. They gave me a job so that I could be on the field with the Seahawks. I was the team photographer's assistant. It's pretty ridiculous. But I got to stand on the field with my team, and I just carried this guy's cameras. I was carrying a whole bunch of cameras for him, and I just told him dirty jokes for like 3.5 hours. And then every couple of minutes, he'd look at me and go, that doesn't even make any sense. Here, hold this. I don't know what you're talking about. Just give me that camera. Here, just hold this and give me that. And I got to be on the field with them when they won. And then I got to go in the locker room and hold the Lombardi Trophy, which was insane. But I actually talk on stage about, for some reason, even though I've worked with really successful people, when I've been around some of my sports heroes, I've completely lost my cool. That's a good chunk of the show on Saturday at the Starlight. So I'm usually funny. There's going to be some dirty jokes, but I am a good person and I love my mom. I send her money every month. So if you come to the show, I promise you, as long as you're not easily offended, you'll have a great time.
Can you you do any Canadian accent?
I never tried. You know, I've been doing a lot more shows in Canada.
Yeah.
And I've made a lot of friends in Canada, but I can't find, like, the stereotype is that you all say A, but nobody says A. Everyone says right at the end of a sentence. They go, yeah, right, huh, right, right? No one says A, but everyone does say right, don't they?
They do say that more. I would agree with you.
Yeah, so I haven't, but nobody has an unusual voice. Everybody's very easygoing and very polite, and then they say right at the end of their sentences. I did do an impression of Mayor Ford when I was in Toronto about a year ago.
You were stoned? Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, at the time, he was all over the news about 2 years ago for being drunk in public all the time. Yeah. This is before the whole crack thing happened. And I made some kind of a joke on a TV show and said, here's my Mayor Ford impression. It was just really stupid, just me going, man, I am wasted. And that was the whole impression. And Mayor Ford's office called the TV station and were upset that I made that I was doing the impression. They thought it was derogatory. And then apparently he got so upset that he ended up on the pipe. I didn't know he was going to get that mad, you know. But there's no Canadians that have really weird voices. Unless you can point me to somebody and go, you know who's got a weird voice is this guy. But I don't think any Canadians have any weird voices. Are there any weird Canadians out there?
I'll get you to listen to our station tonight from 9 until midnight.
Oh.
for Strudwick's show. And then why don't you listen tonight from 9 till midnight, and then we can have you back on tomorrow with Struds, and we'll see.
I literally was going to say that. I said, let me listen. I was going to say, let me listen tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll come back tomorrow.
Oh, God.
And I'll see if I can do my impression.
Yeah, because he's on with me tomorrow afternoon. So
he is?
Beauty. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. All right, okay. We'll do that.
And so who's your favorite voice to do? Have you guys like Morgan Freeman, Bill Cosby, any like the big name guys? Or who do you think's your best impersonator?
I love doing Morgan Freeman because anything you do with him is interesting when you can tell a story about a man and make anything rich. Even if it's a porno called Man in Back or whatever. But with Tracy Morgan, I have so many stories about Tracy Morgan because he's such a lunatic and he's so crazy. And someone told Tracy that my family was deaf. This is one of my favorite stories about Tracy. And I could see this comedian pointing at me with Tracy Morgan saying, that guy's family is deaf. And Tracy Morgan walked over to me And I could tell he wanted to talk to me, and I said, "What's up, man?" And Tracy looked at me, and he said, "So, Craig, your whole family's, like, retarded, right?" And I was like, "Retarded? Oh, my God, no, they're deaf. What do you mean retarded?" He goes, "Oh, I heard they were retarded." I go, "No, they're deaf. They're deaf." And he goes, "Okay, okay, so they deaf. So they wear, like, football helmets and stuff?" And I was like, "What are you talking about? No, they're deaf. They can do anything they want. They're just deaf." And he goes, "Okay, so they deaf. So they deaf. So can they see?" "Yes! What kind of deaf people have you met who can't see, man?" Tracy Morgan is certifiably insane. If you ever have a chance to get Tracy Morgan on your show, jump at it, because it'll be the most thrilling radio you'll ever do.
And some of the other Canadians, a lot of our listeners recognize Jim Carrey, you should try. William Shatner, of course, Canadian.
Yeah, I always remember the greatest Jim Carrey line was E! Entertainment Television had the best, the 10 best quotes on the red carpet. And it was on the red carpet for Liar Liar. And they said, "Jim Carrey, what's the biggest lie you've ever been told?" And he said, "The biggest lie? I'd have to say that the biggest lie I've ever been told is when I caught my parents having sex and they told me they were wrestling. And that really screwed me up when I got the wrestling program when I was in high school. Did you know they take away points for insertion?" And yeah, that was that's always the line that sticks out for me for Jim Carrey.
Well, Jim's Jim's pretty damn funny, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I love. Well, he's a legend. He's a legend. Yeah. So everybody, I guess the link is at starlightroom.ca, and the show's on Saturday night. It's one show, and if you're a fan of Family Guy, or if your girlfriend or wife is a fan of Sex and the City, they'll love it. And I'll come back, and I will learn an impression in 24 hours. And I will come back to do that impression.
Yeah. I'm going. I'm going.
Strudwick is on tonight from 9 until midnight, so you can listen into him.
And it's just him by himself?
He's the main host, yeah. Majot's there, but he's the main guy. He talks the most. Yeah.
Okay, can you give me at least one tip? Are there any phrases that he repeats a lot that I'm going to notice when I listen to him?
Well, basically just how good he is about himself, yeah. Yeah. And his laugh. If you could impersonate his laugh, that would be outstanding. The audience would love it.
That's always, you know, it's funny you say that. Like with Sam Kinison, anyone can do this voice where you go, "Wait a second." But it's always a laugh where you go, "Oh, I thought this guy was dead." It's always the laugh that is like that small little subtlety. So, I'll listen.
Tune in. All right, Craig, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, man. I'll see you guys at the Starlight.